2 Chronicles, chapter 26. And all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the place of his father Amaziah. He built Eleth, and restored it to Judah, after that the king slept with his fathers. Uzziah was 16 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jechiliah, of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. And he set himself to seek God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the vision of God, and as long as he sought Yahweh, God made him to prosper. And he went forth and warred against the Philistines, and broke down the wall of Gath, and the wall of Jabneh, and the wall of Ashdod, and he built cities in the country of Ashdod, and among the Philistines. And God helped him against the Philistines, and against the Arabians who dwelt in Gur-Baal, and the Meunim. And the Meunites gave tribute to Uzziah, and his name spread abroad even to the entrance of Egypt, for he waxed exceedingly strong. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, and at the valley gate, and at the turning of the wall, and fortified them. And he built towers in the wilderness, and hewed out many cisterns, for he had much cattle, in the lowland also, and in the plain, and he had husbandmen and vinedressers in the mountains and in the fruitful fields, for he loved husbandry. Moreover, Uzziah had an army of fighting men, that went out to war by bands, according to the number of their reckoning made by Jeiel the scribe and Maaseiah the officer, under the hand of Ananiah, one of the king's captains. The whole number of the heads of fathers' houses, even the mighty men of valor, was 2,600. And under their hand was an army, 300,000 and 7,500, that made war with mighty power, to help the king against the enemy. And Uzziah prepared for them, even for all the host, shields, and spears, and helmets, and coats of mail, and bows, and stones for slinging. And he made in Jerusalem engines, invented by skillful men, to be on the towers and on the battlements, with which to shoot arrows and great stones. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped, until he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up, so that he did corruptly, and he trespassed against Yahweh his God, for he went into the temple of Yahweh to burn incense on the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of Yahweh, who were valiant men. And they withstood Uzziah the king, and said to him, "It does not pertain to you, Uzziah, to burn incense to Yahweh, but to the priests the sons of Aaron, who are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for you have trespassed, neither will it be for your honor from Yahweh God." Then Uzziah was angry, and he had a censer in his hand to burn incense, and while he was angry with the priests, the leprosy broke forth in his forehead before the priests in the house of Yahweh, beside the altar of incense. And Azariah the chief priest, and all the priests, looked on him, and saw that he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out quickly from there. Yes, he himself hurried also to go out, because Yahweh had struck him. And Uzziah the king was a leper to the day of his death, and dwelt in a separate house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of Yahweh, and Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Uzziah, first and last, Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, wrote. So Uzziah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the field of burial which belonged to the kings, for they said, "He is a leper," and Jotham his son reigned in his stead.